Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The glory of the God of glory thunders. The Lord upon many waters.
The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
Oh, how I love that song. The Old Testament reading today comes from Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verses 1 through 7. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you, I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring to the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Reading this morning comes from Acts, the 8th chapter, verses 14 through 17. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Please. The gospel lesson today comes from Luke, the 3rd chapter, verses 15 through 17 and 21 through 22. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, his winnowing fork in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, you are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. So ends the reading.
Thank you, Andrew. This is the word of God for we the people of God. Let us say thanks. Be to God. Let us pray. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant that they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God in glory everlasting. Amen. So it wasn't long ago that we remembered our baptism, and I came up here and we had the table up here, and I was pouring the water, and we reaffirmed our faith. And I had the frond, and I flung it out. But we're back again in the Christian year to that time where we remember our baptism. It's part of our covenant. It's part of our agreement, our promise with God that was re-inaugurated with Jesus. And the great thing that we've been learning about Jesus is Jesus did everything himself before he would tell us to do something. He's humble and lowly. He came not to be served, but to serve. Jesus came to show us the way, to show us how to be faithful to God as a human being in our everyday lives, to let our yes be the yes to God and the no to all the things that might be good, but they aren't God's will. And even we learned that when Jesus was a child and he was 12 years old and they looked for him, where have you been? We've been looking all over for you. He's been at the temple about his father's house and seeking his father's will. But yet even then, Jesus went home and was obedient to his family and his parents. And now we fast forward to the time where Jesus is finally 30 years old. And at 30 years old, after being a carpenter, following his earthly father's trade, supporting his mother and his family, he begins his ministry. And his ministry begins where he comes to be baptized. And next to nothing, there's all these people who've been coming. John the Baptist has appeared on the scene, and he's been crying out for repentance and proclaiming a baptism for repentance and the forgiveness of sins, calling for people to change your hearts and your lives, to turn around and realign your priorities with God. Wherever you're at, whatever you've done, just do an about face. Give your attention and your presence to God, because he's been waiting for you. And now the time has come. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. So repent and believe the gospel. And people are filled with expectation. And they're wondering, is John the Baptist? Is this prophet sent from God? Is he the Messiah? He sure looks like one. One of those Old Testament prophets like Moses or Elijah. And he comes with works of power. But John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water for repentance. But the one who comes after me, I'm not even worthy to tie his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And then we come to our text today, where different from what we've read in Mark's gospel, in Luke's gospel, it says that Jesus comes on the scene. And because he's humble, and Jesus is part of the community in Luke's gospel, Jesus doesn't just do everything on his own. Jesus is blending in with his people. He knows his culture. And when everyone was being baptized, Jesus also was baptized with them as part of the community. Because baptism is not an individual performance or an act. It's an act of worship on behalf of the whole community. It's what makes us a Christian community. It begins with baptism. So when everyone was being baptized, Jesus also was baptized. And here's the part I love. And it caught my attention this week. I'd never saw this detail before. And it's a mystery to me, but it says, when everyone was being baptized, Jesus also was baptized. And don't miss this. It says, while he was praying. While he was praying, heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit came down on him in bodily form like a dove. And there was a voice from heaven. You are my son, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness. In that moment, Jesus humbly comes, just like everyone else in the crowd, to be baptized, strips down and gets into the River Jordan, is waiting in the water. And his cousin John, whether he dunks him in or pours the water over his head, we don't know. But Jesus gets wet. And after everyone was baptized and Jesus was baptized, he was praying. We don't know how long he was praying, but we know that Jesus was praying. So here this establishes that baptism is not just something that we do, but it's part of our relationship with God. Baptism is one of the ways that we communicate as the church. And we pray. And I like to think that when Jesus was praying in that water as he was baptized, and it was while he was praying that heaven was opened. Heaven was opened in that simple human act of prayer. That Jesus was communicating with his Father in heaven. And I like to think that Jesus probably didn't even say a word, except maybe thank you. But he was probably just listening. Because that's a big part of prayer that Jesus models for us, is about listening. He did all these things in ministry, but he would have to go and find a secluded place to go and pray. We need prayer to be that fuel in our relationship with God. And even with one another. That it was when he prayed that heaven was opened. And he heard that voice. And in Luke's gospel, it's not clear that everyone hears the voice or John the Baptist hears the voice. But we know that Jesus heard this voice from heaven. His heavenly Father saying, "This is my beloved," or "You are my beloved. You are my son with whom I am well pleased. You bring me happiness. You are blessed. I love you. You are mine." And Jesus hasn't even done anything yet. All he did was get wet and fall in line and publicly show that his life was devoted to God. With all the newcomers, with all the people who came for a fresh start, Jesus was willing to take that fresh start himself too. When he was praying, heaven was opened. And here we see God the Father, God the Son, and then the Holy Spirit comes down in the form of a dove. And he hears the Father's love for him. When you're praying, do you listen for God to say that he loves you? That he's pleased with you? That he finds happiness in you? That the Lord delights in you? He loves your presence. He loves when you listen and just be present, or to just say thank you. And I don't have much more than that today. I'm just in awe that Jesus prayed when he was baptized. And it was while he was praying, heaven was opened. And yet, John promised that Jesus would be the one to baptize with the Holy Spirit with fire. And yet, here, I believe that Jesus himself was the first to be baptized with the Holy Spirit when that dove came upon him and with fire. Because we know later on in the text that the Holy Spirit, Jesus is full of the Holy Spirit. And he knows that God loves him. But then comes the hard part. Jesus is led by the Holy Spirit out into the wilderness. Jesus, as the new Israel, comes from the River Jordan, much like Israel crossed the Red Sea when they were delivered from Egypt and they came into Canaan, the Promised Land, and they wandered in the wilderness. Jesus is being led by the Holy Spirit to be tested. The fires of the testing of the soul, of his identity, where he's tempted by the devil himself. Tempted to believe a lie that he's not who God says he is. To tempt him to take the easy way out and choose himself over others or God's will. And yet, Jesus is purified by the Holy Spirit and sustained because the Word of God helps Jesus overcome that temptation again and again. And then Jesus is, it says in the text that Jesus is full of the Holy Spirit. And he begins his ministry. And when he's full of the Holy Spirit, it says Jesus returned from the Jordan River full of the Holy Spirit and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. He returned after he was tempted in the power of the Holy Spirit to Galilee, and news about him spread throughout the whole countryside. And then he comes to his home synagogue, and we're going to revisit this, but I just want you to hear this because I think this shows what the fire of the Holy Spirit does to a person. It changes them. He opens the scroll from Isaiah and he says, "The Spirit
scan
of the Lord
has been completed.
Is upon me." That is this Holy Spirit that came in the form of a dove. And when he was praying, heaven was opened. And I believe was still opened. That this was a new paradigm for him and for us. That now heaven is open to us through our baptism in Christ. And the Spirit of the Lord, the fire in his bones is upon him because the Lord has anointed him. He has sent him, he has sent me, he says, to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to liberate the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor or of the Lord's love, or the year that the Lord will fulfill and keep his promises and make known, "You are my beloved, with you I am well pleased." But this fire of the Holy Spirit comes with our baptism. When we're baptized with water, we must expect the Holy Spirit. We must expect that God will prove his love for us and that God's love is enough for us. And that in the hands of God, we are enough for God to love us, not by what we do, but because of who we are and because of who Jesus is. And this Holy Spirit is going to lead us to change our lives and to make the poor and the blind and the sick and the lame our priority. To not focus on ourselves, but to focus on others. So I just want to invite you today. Today we are going to reaffirm our baptismal covenant. We're going to remember what it means to be a Christian and to be a United Methodist. And after we affirm our baptismal vows, I'm going to invite you to come forward today. And to come forward, kind of like you're coming forward for communion. I'll have the water poured in here, and you're going to have the opportunity to dip your fingers in the water and to make a sign of the cross or to touch your forehead with the water and remember your baptism. And I want to give a special invitation today. After we're done, you come forward. If you feel like you've been baptized with water, you've been baptized for repentance, but you've never experienced the Holy Spirit for yourself in a way that you've experienced that fire that changes your heart and your life and changes your priorities, or you just want to know God's love for you in a whole new way, when you come forward, you can kneel at this prayer altar, and Brother Roger Swanson and I will be glad to just, I'll anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord, just like Jesus was anointed. And pray God's blessings that you would receive the Holy Spirit today. So I just want to let us stand as we affirm our baptismal covenant. Join me now in our prayer of thanksgiving and receive this benediction after the thanksgiving. Let us rejoice in the faithfulness of our covenant God. We give thanks for all that God has already given us as members of the body of Christ. And in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we will faithfully participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. And now receive this benediction. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen.